For the entire day, I put aside everything seemingly urgent and did the most intense truth-bearing analysis possible. Applying these questions to everything from my friends to customers and advertising to relaxation activities. Don't expect to find you're doing everything right. The truth often hurts. The goal is to find your inefficiencies in order to eliminate them and to find your strengths to multiply them. In the 24 hours that followed, I made several simple but emotionally difficult decisions that literally changed my life forever and enabled the lifestyle I now enjoy. The first decision I made is an excellent example of how dramatic and fast the ROI of this analytical fat cutting can be. I stopped contacting 95% of my customers and fired 2%, leaving me with the top 3% of producers to profile and duplicate. Out of more than 120 wholesale customers, a mere 5 were bringing in 95% of the revenue. I was spending 98% of my time chasing the remainder, as the aforementioned 5 ordered regularly without any follow-up calls, persuasion, or cajoling. In other words, I was working because I felt as though I should be doing something from 9 to 5. I didn't realize that working every hour from 9 to 5 isn't the goal. It's simply the structure most people use, whether it's necessary or not. I had a severe case of work for work, W4W, the most hated acronym in the NR vocabulary. All, and I mean 100%, of my problems and complaints came from this unproductive majority, with the exception of 2 large customers who were simply world-class experts of the here-is-the-fire-I-started-now-you-put-it-out approach to business. I put all of these unproductive customers on passive mode. If they ordered, great, let them fax in the order. If not, I would do absolutely no chasing, no phone calls, no email, nothing. That left the 2 larger customers to deal with, who were professional ball breakers, but contributed about 10% to the bottom line at the time. You'll always have a few of these, and it is a quandary that causes all sorts of problems, not the least of which are self-hatred and depression. Up to that point, I had taken their browbeating, insults, time-consuming arguments, and tirades as a cost of doing business. I realized during the 80-20 analysis that these 2 people were the source of nearly all my unhappiness and anger throughout the day, and it usually spilled over into my personal time, keeping me up at night with the usual, "I should have said X, Y, and Z to that penis," self-flagellation. I finally concluded the obvious. The effect on my self-esteem and state of mind just wasn't worth the financial gain. I didn't need the money for any precise reason, and I had assumed I needed to take it. The customers are always right, aren't they? Part of doing business, right?